It's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and on this edition of the Roundup, we are joined by the familiar voice of former Pittsboro mayor, current host of On the Porch, real estate developer, musician, and many, many more things. It's Randy Voller. Randy, thanks for being here.
It's great to be back on the Roundup.
Back on the Roundup again, and are we going to lead off talking real estate trends?
Yes, we often come on the show and talk about a topic that everyone likes to mention and get into, which is affordability, affordable living, and what's going on with the real estate market. So I noticed a story in the News and Observer that was talking about affordability, and it just came out. A national study confirms that it's much harder for millennials to purchase homes in North Carolina than it was for baby boomers in the 1980s.
Can you imagine being a millennial and reading that and being like, really?
Exactly, really. They also got free education back in the 60s. There's a whole lot of things that the boomer generation
duly
got.
Duly noted News
and I'm
Observer.
A Gen Xer, so we're kind of in the middle of all that. But back then, it took about 3.5 years of income to purchase a median-priced home. And today in the market in North Carolina, it's closer to 6.3 years worth of income to get a median priced home. So if your household income was $100,000, let's say, it would take $630,000 if that was the median priced income. But actually, most people's average income is lower than that. So what does this actually mean, and how does this apply to Chatham and Orange? Well, every time we're on the show, we're talking about median sales prices, which is right in the middle of the market. Chatham County, at the end of February, the median sales price was $461,000. And you heard what I said earlier, the state median is about $310,000. And they're saying it's going to take millennials 6.3 years of income just to get to $310,000. So Chatham County is becoming less and less affordable for millennials and Gen Z.
And that's obviously a problem.
It's obviously a problem. I mean, every time I'm on the show, I'm pointing out things like, well, in Chatham County, there are only 30 listings that are under $375,000. However, there are 90 listings between $750,000 and $1 million, and 122 if you're over $1 million. So you can see that the market is moving further and further away from affordability. You know, last month, it was 117 over $1 million. So actually, the supply is increasing. Now, what's happening in Orange? Well, it's interesting. From January to February, the median sales price in Orange County jumped well over $100,000. Actually, it went from $427,000 back in January to $563,000 today.
Wow.
So the middle price for a house in Orange County in February was a lot more expensive than it was back in January, and getting close to doubling the median price for the state. But the interesting thing is, in Orange County, for listings in February, there were 91 listings under 375, as opposed to just 22 in Chatham. So you can see there's more choice, although it's not a lot, but quite a bit more than there is in Chatham for houses below or properties below 375. And then they have 106 properties for sale that are above 750. In fact, there are twice as many properties for sale in Chatham County over $1 million at 122 than there are in Orange County in February at 60. So you can see that Chatham County has gone from the place that everyone used to go to, that I've said many times on this show. I said, hey, it was the place that grad students and folks, when I first got here back in 1991, it was the cheap place to live. That is no longer the case.
It's not just that it used to be that way. It seems like it should be still, right?
seems like it should be, but there are so many factors that go into this, including a regulatory environment that might make it difficult to get more supply on the market, right? The more impediments you put up to getting supply on the market in the county, for instance, the more difficult it is to meet demand. And we've shared this information with policymakers before. There's still probably 50% less permits being issued nationwide today for building permits than there was in 2007. So we're pretty far behind there as well. So this data that I bring to you comes courtesy of the National Association of Realtors.
We're visiting with Randy Voller talking real estate trends, but we've also got other business in Chatham County and this old Chatham County Roundup. Any final thoughts on real estate before we move on?
I think the final thoughts on real estate is people need to put pressure on their policymakers to making it simpler and easier to get product to market that people can afford.
Seems like a simple starting point to a complex problem.
It's a complex problem because people want to live in the Triangle, so they want to be here. If you have 1.1 million or 1.2 million living in Wake County and about 80,000 in Chatham County, it doesn't take a genius to do the math that, you know, people are going to want to move across the border to get more elbow room, but also that's going to drive prices up.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Randy Voller. What else has jumped out to you in the news of Chatham County in the last 3 weeks or so?
Well, you know, Pittsburgh and Chatham County are having their monthly meetings, and I noticed the monthly meeting on the 18th in Chatham County, lots of things on their agenda, one of which was that it looks like they're going to be giving some property or land to the town of Pittsburgh, including the corners of the historic Courthouse Square. So if you look at the old map, so it's when you come into Pittsburgh, there used to actually be a square. I have maps in my office, you know, going back to the 18th century, 19th century, but now you see that historic courthouse in the middle of 15501 or Hillsborough Street, and there are two corners, the northeast and northwest corner, where there are parking lots, one next to Beggars and Choosers and another one next to where the Welcome Center is and businesses right up on the west side of Hillsborough Street. So it looks like they're going to give that to the town, and it's in the Main Street District, so that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Was there any, I mean, that probably won't actually change anything on the regular citizens' end, right?
It's not going to change anything, but it's certainly going to streamline things as to who actually owns and controls those properties. So I think it'll align, you know, it'll align things that the town of Pittsburgh, and if it's doing, you know, business downtown or outdoor events or allowing people to have music fests or whatever, the town of Pittsburgh actually is the one that's controlling the property. It's still public property in the public square. The ownership would change. But also it looks like Pittsburgh Parks and Recreation is going to get the old ball field that's near the sheriff's department. And it looks like the Board of Education might have to deed some of that over. So it looks like the town and the county and the Board of Education are cooperating on current and long-term usage of properties for the betterment of the citizens. So that was interesting.
That's always sounds like a good thing to me.
I think so. Also, another topic that's just typically as hot as affordability is broadband. They had a whole broadband update. Many years ago, Representative Bill Faison, who used to be where Renee Price is up in the northern part of Orange County, he chaired a meeting I went to at the General Assembly trying to deal with broadband back in 2007. And I was mayor of Pittsburgh, and I was talking about the information dirt road that so many people do not have access to high-speed, you know, broadband, and it's really a utility, in fact, that they were just on dial-up. And this report is fascinating. If you go online, you can look at the Chatham County broadband update, and you can see where the county is trying to invest and encourage grants to ISPs for the purpose of expanding service in unserved areas, which the state law does allow, as you know, because things changed at the General Assembly in 2011. Counties are unable to provide high-speed internet broadband service directly to residents, so they have to go through a granting process. But I think the county is taking it very seriously about getting better quality broadband to all the citizens of Chatham, and I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Randy Voller. We don't have a lot of time left. What else is on your mind?
Well, they were bringing up a strategic plan, which I think is fascinating, and one of the points there was, what aspects of your community daily life do you want to preserve? So they're thinking about future and visioning, so that's also something folks can look at. There was an update on something that I was involved with years ago with leaders in Orange County and Chatham and creating what was the Jordan Lake Partnership, and there was an update on the Western intake. So someday, it's going to happen. There will be a really big, beautiful, brand-new water treatment plant over at the Western intake on Jordan Lake that's going to be supplying really high-quality, clean drinking water to all of the Triangle, including Chatham County and Pittsburgh. That will happen.
Outstanding. We've been visiting with Randy Voller for the Chatham County Roundup. Randy, I appreciate you taking the time to come into the studio, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
I always love coming back here, and I hope to have some more interesting information for you next month.
And you can always hear more content from Randy by listening to On the Porch or finding the back episodes of On the Porch on chapelboro.com.
Yes, we have some great guests coming up this weekend.
Got more news on the Hill coming up.